listening to the Dean Davis Show on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
Yes! It's another Sunday here, and you are listening to the Dean Davis Show, the freshest sports show in Chicago, everybody. And it's a lovely day here in Chicago. We have a lot going on. Sitting in with us, of course, we have Young Nick. But if you're a fan of the Dean Davis Show, we have a special friend sitting in with us today, and that is Clarence Jones of CJ Clothiers, coming out of Memph 10. With the finest of threads. Clarence dresses everybody from Steve Harvey to new Bears receiver Alshon Jeffries, or second-year Bears receiver Alshon Jeffries. What's going on with you today, Clarence?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show today, guys.
No, we appreciate it. Remember, everybody, you can dial us up here at ChicagolandSportsRadio.com at 312-564-7375. What's going on, D-Man? How's your week been so far?
My week has been pretty good. I'm on vacation from work. So
you're on vacation this week?
Yes, I am. Yes. I don't get too many of those over there.
You get more than me.
I do get more than you. I've been there longer. Been there a little bit longer.
I apologize.
Yes, seniority. Yeah. But, week's been going pretty good, man. I can't complain. Weekend's been going great. Want to get out a little bit more with the family, but hey, you know.
I took the family to Larabita yesterday.
Where?
Larabita.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, son enjoyed it. Saw the sailboats coming out of there. Tried to show him somewhere I grew up. My dad used to take me there when I was a kid. Let me run around where I shouldn't have been. I used to hop down right on the side where kids shouldn't play and just disappear from them.
No, actually, my wife's birthday is Thursday.
Okay.
Chanel's birthday is Thursday. I'm not going to say how old you are on air, baby. But you look no younger than a good 23.
Aww.
How about that? Adorable. That is adorable.
But no, everything's going good. But if you want to get in contact with the show, like Ken said, 312-564-7375. You can also hit us up on Twitter at Dean Davis Show. And once again, that's at Dean Davis Show. You can hit up me personally. You can hit me up at Demonze1, DEMONZE1. So, as we said, we have our special guest, CJ Clarence Jones, in the building. Fashion expert coming in, putting us to shame.
Clean.
No, I look all right.
Did you go to church today? I really want you to say no.
Actually, what happened was I had an appointment this morning, and the appointment didn't show up.
Okay.
So, fortunately for me, Byron Braves is one of my clients over at Apostolic Church of God. So, I slid through there for a minute.
Okay. Because I just wanted you to say you do that anyway.
Got my praise on. And, you know, God is good. And I just enjoyed myself. And he was just really surprised to see me.
Okay. Now, what brings you to Chicago this weekend?
Well, the reason why I'm in Chicago this weekend, I have three guys with the Chicago Bears. I have Jordan Mills, right guard, right tackle from Louisiana State, rookie. I have the defensive back coach, Chris Harris. Who I'll be doing some stuff for real soon. Also, I have second-year wide receiver Alshon Jeffries from University of South Carolina. And possibly, I may have the second-round pick, John Bostic, who had an outstanding game against the Carolina Panthers.
Interception for TD.
Yes, he did. So I've been in talks quite a bit with his agent out of Washington, D.C. about him. So we've been talking quite a bit. So
how do you start the talks in general? Like, how is it from another client you introduced to this client, or do you already know the agent? So you're like, hey, what about that client? How do you begin to talk to these guys?
Well, usually the process is I get a lot of word of mouth. And because I've made close for so many other players, people kind of see my work. John Bostic's agent, however, we had talked maybe 2 years ago, possibly about doing some of their players. But they hadn't quite seen all of the work. They liked my work, but they hadn't really put me to the test. And so last year in Mobile, Alabama, I'm at the Senior Bowl every year, and we had a chance to sit down and talk and, you know, meet, and we talked to discuss several players that he represents.
So you're like a scout.
Well, I won't say I scout, but I do my homework.
Yeah.
I do my homework. Fortunately, this year also I did John Hankinson, Ohio State. Big defensive tackle.
Okay.
They got drafted by the New York Giants.
Okay.
This year's NBA draft, I had Archie Goodwin, the young man from University of Kentucky.
And?
Who got drafted by Phoenix. And I had my main man, Mason Plumlee, from Duke University.
It was nice. I liked that. He had the little splash of color with the tie. Well, he had a navy blue suit or something.
He had the navy blue with the pink. The original suit was supposed to be chocolate brown and pink.
Okay.
But because it's nighttime in New York, I thought we'd change it up and do something more with the navy blue.
Let me ask you this question. So let's just say you bring a guy three suits for him to choose. Does he have to pay for all three suits, or does he just pay for the one that he wears?
No, normally I don't even bring him three suits. We sat down before the process, and I kind of asked a lot of questions. You know, your favorite colors, colors that you don't like. So it kind of helps out. Like, I'll just take a new client, AJ Green, All-Pro wide receiver with the Cincinnati Bengals.
You gotta be happy about that. Oh man,
I was ecstatic. You know, his business manager, Denise Thompson. She's his business manager. Great lady. Make sure his finances is totally in order.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is the type of lady I would like to say most NFL, NBA guys should need, mm-hmm. because what she does is she helps them with their finances, but more importantly, she don't let them go beyond a budget.
Okay.
And that's one of the great things I could say about her. And AJ Green listens to her tremendously well.
So what nice. About, so you've seen guys go beyond their budgets. Like, do you warn them, or do you just collect a check?
Normally, I collect a check.
And also, how many guys have gone through all their money but still come to you and try to get a suit on, like, the Delowski?
Really, I don't have any players who's ever done that. This is what I normally would do. If I had a player, let's say, for instance, let's say Mason Plumlee.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Mason played 10 years in the NBA. All of a sudden, Mason went broke. If Mason had a job interview and called me and said, CJ, I need a suit, I'm going to give it to him free of charge.
Understandable. Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's how I do business.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Like Jordan Mills. Jordan Mills bought four suits from me. And when I told him, I said, tell you what, this is your rookie year. What I'm going to do for you, playoff time come, I'm going to send you a free suit. Not about money. Relationships is more important than money.
There you go.
AJ Green the same way. AJ Green, now we know AJ Green, All-Pro wide receiver. Gonna make plenty of money.
First, second receiver, probably second best receiver behind Megatron right now.
There you
now.
Go, behind Megatron.
Behind Megatron, yeah.
AJ got some suits from me. I did him the same way. I said, when playoffs come, I'm gonna send you a suit free of charge because guess what? You gave me an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna help my business grow.
Okay.
So, in retrospect, I don't mind giving guys who've done business with me a long time a free suit if they're going for a job interview or anything like that because I know times get hard.
Tell everybody where they can look at your stuff at.
You can go on my website, which is www.cjcustomclothiers.com, or you can just email me at cjcustomclothiers.cj@gmail.com. I mean, I always tell people, just give me a call. We'll talk about it. It's not about the money. Mm-hmm. Relationship, to me, is going to always go a lot further than money.
D and David Show right here on Chicagoland Sports Radio.com, 312-564-7375. Talking to Clarence Jones right here of CJ Clothiers, CustomClothiers.com. Now, you know, CJ, now, of course, we're dealing with sports. But let me ask you this. Do you do or work with anybody else, say, in the music industry? Have you ever went down that road?
No, I never had an opportunity to really make clothes or to even talk to anybody in the music industry.
Is it something you aspire to do?
Honestly, because music, people in music, they really don't wear a lot of suits except, like, maybe if they're going to an award or a show. But a lot of them, you know, still wear the pants hanging down, baggy jeans, you know, the Gucci tennis shoes. I ain't mad at them because I like Gucci myself, so I'm not mad at any of them or Prada. But, you know, it would be nice if I had a few, like, I would say music executives.
Mm.
I would rather have music executives than just rappers or R&B singers.
Okay.
Because executives, they have to dress.
Mm-hmm. Right, true.
Which makes it easy. It's just like NFL, NBA football. I would rather, if I could, get more executive. Now, I got a meeting next week with the general manager of the Oakland Raiders, Reggie McKenzie, who used to be with the Green Bay.
Came out of Green Bay.
Yep. So he's giving me an opportunity. It took me 2 years to get a shot.
Mm.
But I got a meeting with him in New Orleans. So, you know, we're going to see how it works out.
You're all over the place.
I try to be.
From Chicago, from the South Side.
Chicago, from the South Side.
Out East, as we call it. I'm from Out East.
Mm-hmm.
And you come from all the way from right there to this guy who travels around the world, or at least the country, cashing up on suits with guys.
Well, I won't say I'm cashing up, but I'll just say God has helped me make a comfortable living by making clothes.
Okay.
You know, it's been a long journey. What I do is very difficult because when you have agents, they already have tailors and everyone in place.
Okay.
So a lot of times it's real difficult for me to get in. It may take me a year, may take me 2 years. Sometimes I might get in on the ground level, which makes it a little bit easier for me. But the competition is very hard. I am probably, most of the companies like LEV, Astor, and Black that do the NBA NFL draft, they are multi-million dollar companies, and I do mean multi. I am usually the smallest company that have at least two, three, four players every year in the NBA or NFL draft in a small market that I do.
All right, but look, we're going to take a quick break here on the Dee and Davis Show. Dial us up at 312-564-7375 here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
Super Intern Al here for the Dee and Davis Show. Check out my guys delivering the goods.
But don't do something that's going to kick you out the game.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying we lost that game because Nazi got kicked out?
I think they lost by 10 points.
Mm-hmm. How many was Nazi going to get?
Whoa. I'm not saying that Nazi is going to give you a lot of points. He's going to give you defense and he's going to give you rebounding.
Hopefully.
No, I think he would.
Okay.
I think he would. Maybe they would have lost by, I don't know, 4.
Like what you heard? Then tune in every Sunday from noon to 2 on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
Dee and Davis Show right here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. 312-564-7375. In the house with us right now is Clarence Jones. Follow Clarence on Twitter at Clarence_2525 of CJCustomClothes.com. Clarence dresses some of the baddest guys right now in the NFL, rookies coming into the NBA like some Mason Plumlee.
Just a couple of guys.
We also have Cal Means, head editor of We Are Regal Radio, just stepping into the studio. Everybody,
what's happening?
Cal, you missed out. CJ just dropped on us that he just got AJ Green. He's making suits for AJ Green now. Also,
okay, that's what's up.
Making moves.
Yeah.
All right. CJ, I'm gonna need a few suits.
No problem.
We have to call Clarence. Hey.
We'll charge to the radio station. Charge the radio station.
Get that young expense account out there.
So you go. So Clarence, man, tell everybody when you realized this was the direction that you were gonna go in, and that this could be what your life is about. What this will make you happy? Because I think with all of us, our goal is to do something that we enjoy.
Well, actually, I fell into clothing. I mean, I never thought I would be doing clothes, but ended up happening. I was in college playing basketball, and the president of our college had a custom shirt on with his initials on it, and I was gawking. I was like, whoa, that's bad.
Right.
So I went up to him.
Similar to your shirt right now.
Yeah, I have initials on my shirt, and so I asked the president of the college. I was playing basketball at Lamont Owen College, you know, Division II school in Memphis, Tennessee. And so me and the president got to talk, and I said, Where you get your shirt from? Where you buy that from? He said, oh, he stuck his chest out. You know, I get my shirts custom made. I said, well, what you pay for them? He said, $70. I said, what? I said, I'm paying $125 for our money. You know, I'm in college now. And so I said, well, if you can, you know, let me have the guy's name and number. And he kept signing me off. And then he finally gave me some information to get in touch with the young man. And I called him up, said, look, I want to get some shirts made. So I went over to him, said, I want about 10 shirts. The guy laughed at me, and he said, no, I can't let you get 10 shirts. Now, I can sew, you know, I can do all of that. But, you know, the shirts he, you know, was making was immaculate and sharp. And so the guy, you know, he fitted me up for a couple of shirts. And I got them back. I looked at them. I said, give me 4 more. Had never tried them on. Got those 4 back. I said, give me 4 more. So now I got 10 shirts. I said, that's what I wanted from the beginning.
Right.
Well, what ended up happening, Tim Hardaway's like my best friend. Mm-hmm. We all grew up together. He went to Carver, I went to King High School. And so he was at that time, he was playing with the Golden State Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in town Labor Day weekend, close to his birthday. His birthday is like the end of August, somewhere in that area. And so I went by his house and we got to talking. And I said, you know, Tim, where you get your shirts made from? You know, Tim, my man, yeah, I get my clothes back. I was like, okay. I said, let me show you something. So I went out to the car. And I pulled out 2 shirts I had sitting in the back seat of my car. Now I'm riding everywhere with these shirts in the back seat of my car.
Mm-hmm.
And so I showed him the shirts. He went to thumping on the collar. He said, man, these shirts better than the ones I get made. I said, really? He said, yeah, I like these. I said, well, I'll tell you, let me call the guy. So I, you know, got in touch with the guy. And he didn't believe me. So I put Tim on the phone. And Tim said, I want to get a couple of shirts made. So the guy was like, well, you know, I live in Memphis. Tim's in Chicago. So he gives me the phone back. He said, I tell you what, go by a Walgreens or a hardware store and get a tape measure. And I'm going to walk you through the measurement process. So I went to the store, got a tape measure, and he walked me through the process. And so I got Tim fitted a couple of shirts. So I gave Tim a couple of shirts for his birthday. So I sent them to him out there in Oakland, where he was living. Hadn't talked to him because the NBA season was getting ready to start. So I called him up that Christmas. You know, I text him. You know, everybody back then had pagers. So I page him up. y'all know.
Oh, yeah.
So
I had one.
So he hits me back. I'm at my grandmother's house in Memphis. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, how are them shirts? He said, man, Mook, them the best shirts I ever had, man. Everybody on the team asked me about them shirts. I said, for real? He said, I want some more. I said, well, man, let me see if I can get it. Now, here we go again. I got to try to get in touch with the guy. Mm-hmm. Call the guy up. I said, man, my best friend want to get some shirts. He loving them. He said, well, how many want? I said, I don't know. He didn't give me a number. He said, well, man, it's Christmas. Now, this was actually Christmas Day. So, I was married at the time. So, I asked my wife. I said, well, you know, Tim, I'm going to meet him in Atlanta and whatever. So, my wife wasn't too keen with that at the time. So, I, you know, got me a hotel. Called Tim.
I'm leaving to go to Atlanta on the holiday.
Well, you know, it wasn't so much Atlanta.
And Tim Hardaway?
Well, it wasn't so much Tim. It's where he wanted me to meet him at.
Oh, y'all was going to the Shake?
Nah, look, can't get into all that. Can't get into all that. But put it like this. I got that look like you don't go there.
Okay.
So I was like, all good. So next morning, I get there at night. Next morning, they're staying at the Ritz-Carlton. So I go see Tim. He gives me 2 tickets to the game. That's just me. I always, you know, whenever I get extra tickets, I just give them away. Never sell tickets. I always give them to people. Mm-hmm. So Tim, looking at fabric, Tim turned around, bought like 20-25 custom shirts.
Wow.
Right off the rip from me. And so I like, wow. So I, you know, the guy told me the prices. So Tim cut me a check. No problem. I gets back to Memphis. The guy and another guy was in the office. And they said, man, what you want to do? I said, man, I think I want to do custom shirts. So they started laughing at me. They literally laughed at me. And I said, well, I think I can do this full time. I said, man, I'm from Chicago. I played King High School. I mean, I know everybody in Chicago. They still laugh. I said, no problem. Started out on my own. You know, they gave me a little help. Mm-hmm. But I started out, and I started going. So what ended up happening was my best friend, Rob Moore, you know, I asked him who was making Steve Harvey stuff. You know, Steve Harvey at the time wasn't getting shirts made. He was getting suits made from Barbara Bates. So I came to town, went and met Barbara, showed her what I did for our shirts. Otis Wilson, you know, he was there. Mm-hmm. He was loving the shirts. You know, so Barbara's like, look, I'll let you make shirts for, you know, my people. She just can't tell me to make suits. I said, not a problem. And so that's how I ended up with Steve Harvey getting shirts for me through Barbara Bates and Steve's late manager, Juan Hall.
Okay.
So that's what got me really going. And so at that point, it kind of took off. You know, then I ended up with Cedric and the Entertainer. Then Cedric and Steve and him introduced me to D.L. Hughley. And so, you know, at that point.
You're dressing the King as a comedy.
Well, they wasn't the Kings yet.
Okay.
You know, they was, you know, things were still, you know, in the infancy stages.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get them on the first tour.
Okay.
So I ended up, you know, doing most of the work with them on the second tour, because by that time I moved to Omaha, Nebraska. Now, the funniest thing in the world, people wouldn't believe this, but I had a shot at one of the richest people in the world.
Who was that?
Warren Buffett.
Whoa! Good one, Kyle.
Hey, I like you, man. You read my mind. So I'm living in Nebraska.
Oh, that's right.
So I flew to Chicago because at that time I had Walt Harris, Marty Carter, mm-hmm. Donnell Wolford. Now I got your secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at this time I was going through a divorce, and you know, my wife didn't even know it. You know, and she gets a phone call from Warren Buffett's office. Never tells me until we get ready to get, you know, go through the separation. I was moving out, and she said, "Oh, I forgot to tell you, you had a phone call from a Warren Buffett's office." And I kind of looked at her. I said, "Do you know who that is?" She said, "I have no clue."
She didn't care right then.
She didn't care anyway. Because I mean, when Steve and them would call the house, right. Shirts would be sitting, and she would tell them they weren't even there. They weren't even ready. So she would really sabotage me.
Whoa.
At that. Say, well, you know how it is.
Yeah,
women.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't, but you know what? The whole time was, I really wasn't even mad about it. You know, I was like, well, no problem. You know, I kept God first in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew everything would work out. So what ended up happening with that deal, I ended up losing out. Because once you get the call.
And don't answer.
And you don't return the call within a certain time, it was lost.
They're going to keep it moving.
And that was a direct result from Tiny Archibald's ex-wife who lived in Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay.
She had went to school with Warren Buffett's kids, you know, at the time. They all went to school together. And she was, man, vying to get me in because the clothes he was having made did not look that good for all the money he was paying. And so that was just an opportunity that I would never, ever in life get back. And so what I do now, when I get that call,
you answer.
Man, no, not only do I answer, what day? I'm like, I could be just getting in town, tired. Either I got to hop on a flight, I'm back in the car, I'm gone. Because I've learned when you get an opportunity of a lifetime, you don't blow it. You make it happen. So, you know, like I said.
Before you leave, I want you to give some kind words out here to everybody that wants to do stuff like that as far as when they hit hard times and how to persevere. But, Kyle, you want to ask them a question right before we go to update.
Okay. Well, yeah, I just wanted to ask, like, do you remember the first time, you know, being that you dressed so many high profile people, you remember the first time you seen a design of yours somewhere, be it on TV or something, that was like, wow, it just blew your mind as to where your work has gotten you?
First time on TV or somewhere. You know what? I'll say this here. The very first time I think I saw something of mine on TV was probably Walt Harris, the Chicago Bears. He gave me really my first start, you know, taking a chance on me from being really a nobody to making me somebody. And I think I saw him like on a Monday night. They were walking through, you know, how they walked through the little tunnels going to a game. And I saw Walt in one of my suits. I basically cried. I said, I'm coming, you know. And then after that, my business started to pick up because now people started to see, you know, my work, and I started to have credibility. You know, because a lot of time when you're dealing with athletes or entertainers, it's always who have you made something for that they can identify. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you can't, no matter how well I'm dressed,
point out,
I still got to, even now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could say I made clothes for a lot of people, but first thing, it's always had to be somebody they can identify with. When I started making shirts for Steve, when Steve gave me the opportunity to make shirts for him, and Cedric and DL on the Kings of Comedy tour, the second tour. I was with them on the second tour, you know, like Chicago, Dallas, different cities. It became apparent that when I say I made shirts for Steve Harvey, man, let's go.
That was it.
That was it.
You know what? Hold that thought. We're going to wrap up with you on the side of this break. 312-564-7375 is the Dean Davis Show. Now it's time for Nick with an update. Nick. Is the number. Just wrapping it up with Clarence Jones of CJCustomClothers.com.
Clarence was amazed at how bad the socks are.
Oh, man.
It's good, though. Right now, it's good.
Yeah, it's good. We're going
to
rebuild
draft pick because we have to flip it. I, as a Sox fan, have wanted them to have much more dynamic players. They have one-tool players. They at least need three-tool players.
Something.
Like, they have guys that are softball league players.
Do you think they should have kept Ozzie Guillen as the
manager? If one day it wouldn't be bad for Ozzie to return, but I think Ozzie has to work through a couple things. I think he's a really good manager, but it became too much of a distraction. And it gets to the point when you have a crazy manager like that, the players start getting tired of it. You heard the players like, you know what, I'm tired of hearing about it. You just don't feel – it's like when you're with a woman that loves drama. And, I mean, I personally don't like women, drama-filled women.
I don't like that.
I agree. But I know – I learned from a young age, I don't like it. But it's like if you put up with it, it gets to the point, it's like, you know what, I'm done with this, or you just start tuning them out. So, no, I don't think they should have kept Ozzie. I think it's one of those things where Kenny – he kept trying to win, and it wasn't all on Kenny because the farm system was bad anyway. So even if Kenny didn't do that, we still would have had players coming up that really aren't good players. So it's just right now with getting rid of Rios, and that's another thing we haven't talked about, we'll get to later. Alex Rios was claimed off of waivers by the Texas Rangers, and the Sox get a player or cash considerations. But it seems like it's going to be Lurie Garcia is probably going to be the player that the Sox picked up, and he's like a speedster. He's like 5'7", but he has a lot of tools. He's not going to be like the guy like Aisel Garcia that we got from Detroit now.
No, he
may be a stud.
Yeah,
but let's hope so.
With the pitching staff that we have, it's just one of those things. But back to you, CJ.
Wait,
go right ahead.
I think if you look better, you feel better. And if you feel better, you play better. Mm-hmm. So I urge the Sox to holler at CJ so they could dress, so he could dress up the team. Maybe they will get a little more, you know, swag about him and get on that field.
And also, if you
anything helps, right?
If you go to Chicagoland Sports Radio, SportslandRadio.com, and you can see there right on the viewer. You can actually see CJ in one of his fine suits. Just if you want to check out the man and check out the threads. So just go there. Maybe now don't listen to it live. Click the button to listen live, because sometimes the viewer it has buffering issues. But CJ, man, tell us, as far as young men trying to get where you are, or just people going through it, times when something gets hard, how you develop that grind to just keep going at it and to pursue your dream.
Well, first of all, what helped me, because I have been through it, mm-hmm. you know, I've been half money, broke, back to having money, and all I ever did was I just prayed hard about it. I always kept the number one thing I always tell people with me is I try to stay humble, very humble, regardless of the situation. Always thank God every single day. I pray every day, mm-hmm. you know, and I thank Him. And if it's something that you want hard enough or bad enough, if you put an effort, if you put one foot, He'll give you two. And you have to pray, actually really want it and make an effort to get it. A lot of people want to be rich and famous, but they don't want to work hard to get it. You know what I mean? And then when they get it, they look down on other people. Mm. One of the number one things I was always taught growing up, one hand washes the other. When people call me about advice on getting in the clothing business, I don't just shine them away because, oh, no, that's competition. I love competition. I mean, I've been in competition all my life. I mean, you got to realize, Sonny Cox taught us over at King High School. Now, let me give you a little bit about Sonny Cox. Sonny Cox was King's coach. I came there from Simeon High School. I transferred to King. You know, my dad was not happy because he loved Hambrick.
Okay.
But when you got 12 guys on that floor, you got 10 that's playing, you got trying to get a spot out there, competition is fun. If you don't like competition, this is the wrong business to be in.
What year was this?
I played at King High School, 81-82. Ephraim Winters, All-American. Tracy Dildy was the point guard. Reggie Woodard was the two guard. Romel Shorter, a lot of people know, went to Cincinnati, was a bag up. But Andre Bryson, Reggie Allen, Bernard Howard. When Cox left Robeson, he went to King. Mm-hmm. That's when I went to King.
Okay.
So competition is fun.
The school.
No doubt.
And one day, the next time you're on the show, I want you to talk to us about Benji.
Man, great guy. I knew Benji when he was in eighth grade going to the ninth grade.
Okay.
Benji was like about 5'8".
That's what I knew. As soon as you said that, yeah, girl, I was like, you know when he was short.
Yeah, I knew Benji when he was at 5'8", not getting much playing time. I played against Benji going into the summer, in the summer league over at Grand Crossing.
Okay.
We beat Benji and them probably by 20 or 30 wow. points back then. Benji wasn't really playing that much then.
Okay.
A guy told me Hambrick had cut Benji his freshman year, had cut him before the season started. I had transferred to King, and I was just so happened over at Simeon one day. A guy walked up to me, and I'll never forget this as long as I lived. He said, that guy Ben Wilson, Benji, he was calling Ben, he said, he's going to be the best player in America. And this one, Benji was a freshman. The next year, Benji grew like 6'6", 6'7". I mean, at that point, who could stop him?
Okay.
I mean, here's a guy who was a point guard mm-hmm. that grew 6'7". You know, I look at Penny Hardaway and I look at Benji.
They celebrated him last year.
Yeah. The only difference between Penny Hardaway and Benji, Benji had a better jumper.
The shot.
Benji had a better jumper.
Sure.
And not only that, Benji had better handles. Okay. And I know Penny, too. I played basketball against Penny Hardaway, too, now.
We going too deep. Yeah, I can
take you there now.
All right, listen.
I mean, and I'm not just saying that because I know Benji, because I know Penny Hardaway very well.
Okay.
I'd play basketball against him, too.
Oh.
Money. off the air, but money. You know, I'm just having some fun. But nevertheless, in my opinion, when you look at the two, a lot of similarities.
You remind me of Steve Smith.
No. Who?
Benji.
No.
Okay.
Better.
Benji, I'm not saying
Benji was better.
No, the words I use is a super Steve Smith. As far as Steve Smith coming out
slender,
of Michigan State,
slender,
being the type of point guard, big man,
slender,
type of,
6'8" yeah. point guard. Yeah, but Benji was a natural point guard.
Okay.
Steve Smith, in my opinion, grew to be a point guard. There's a difference. Benji was a better passer. Benji was the type of guy he could take over at any moment. You know what I'm saying? He was just that good. When he felt like giving you the business, he gave it to you. Actually, I was with Benji also when they named him the number one high school player in the country. We were all at Kenwood at YBI back then.
Man, look, we got to take a break.
Yeah, we talk.
You need to tell everybody, man. Tell everybody. Yeah, we're going to bring you back. Yes. Okay. Tell everybody where they can find you at.
Best way to find me is my website, which is www.cjcustomclothiers.com, or you can call me 901-378-8273. I prefer people to call me because you can ask questions.
Okay.
And anyone who's inspiring to want to get into the custom clothing business or any type of can't even get it out of my mouth, be an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
feel free to call me. I don't charge anything to call. Ask me questions because that's how I got to where I am,
yeah.
asking questions. And so, in my opinion, I am supposed to give back to help other people aspire to where they want to be or want to go in their life.
Man, we appreciate it, CJ.
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, CJ.
All right, thank you.
And as always, that is CJ. It's Clarence Jones of CJ's Custom Clothiers, and he told you where you can find him at. We always appreciate CJ every time we have him on. Next time, I think we'll have you on maybe in the fall or winter time to go over a couple things, man. Even though it'll be on the phone, but next time you come to Chicago, always feel free to come in, man, and hang out with us.
I'll tell you guys about AJ Green next time.
All right, all right.
This is the Dean Davis Show on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.